So welcome to MariaDB FOSDEM Talks. My name is Monty, and I'm going to talk about how we are implementing atomic DDLs in MariaDB. In other words, ensuring that when you do a drop and or create or a name table or something similar, there will be no old things left. But to understand why we are or have to do this, I will start with a little bit of MariaDB history. When I originally created MySQL, there were some things I needed. I wanted to be sure that we have a format that is extensible for storing definitions, so that that upgrade would be easy and you should be able to easily move tables from one version to another one, or between versions or systems. So it has to be future-proof, and I wanted to have it really, really fast, because back then computers were not fast, so opening a table should be as instant as possible. It should also be easy to back up things and move, and after backup move and replace those tables. The reason for that was that in the old times we had lots of customers who were using the predecessor of MySQL over modem, and then they also wanted to copy the tables and use them locally. So it was critical that we could just update individual tables trivially for end users. And MySQL was inherited all unary code, so they get all these features and the benefits. And the fact that we automatically discover tables on disk when you put them there was in hindsight very good, because it allowed us to easily implement discovery for other things who are not local, like we do for the S3 storage engine or column store or expand tables. So when you do information schema queries or you do show tables, we always scan the disk for frame tables, and then also we ask the other engines who support discovery that, do you have any new tables that you haven't told me about? But there were some problems with the old design. Because when you work with multiple files, things are not atomic if you get a crash in the middle. So if you get a crash just after a table was created, but without the frame being created, or doing a drop, and we only drop some of the tables, you get something that is not in sync. And if you do multiple table rename, for example, want to swap A and B, in which case you would do rename A to C, and B to A, and C to B. And if you get a crash there in the middle, it's not clear what data you have in which tables. And what is kind of even worse is that if you do a drop, for example, drop tables and some tables was dropped and get a crash, then you will not get the statement into the replication log. So the slave will not have the same state as the master. And a last minor problem, but still a problem for those who have thousands of tables, is that if you do information schema queries over all tables, for example, you want to know which table has a column with this name, can be rather slow, because we have to do a scan for all tables and open the frame file just to be able to answer that question. So when we started to work on atomic DDL, there were some things of the old that we want to keep. We want to have something that works for all storage engines, not only for InnoDB, like in MySQL. It should be really still very fast to open the tables, because tables are opened all the time, and it should be easy to copy tables between databases without an export and import. We still need export and import for InnoDB, but we are planning to fix that. For most of the storage engines, you don't. So the solution that I've been working on is described in the MDEL 17567. And shortly, we don't want to change anything on how things are stored on disk. The idea was to extend the DDL log that is used to ensure that partition changes are atomic, to also handle order the kind of DDLs. And we want to ensure that the binary log always is correct. For example, if you do a drop of 5,000,